Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guest, Shauna Buness, in the studio today. We're talking all about preparing Thanksgiving dinner. Call in anytime during this program to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Shauna, thanks for coming in.
Oh, hey, you're welcome.
Definitely. So, maybe before we get into food, all things food. Tell me a little bit about your Thanksgiving tradition.
I think Thanksgiving tradition is just as much about the experience and like the family get together as it is the food. I grew up in a really big family, and we had a large immediate family and large extended family, and so the family always came up to our house, and anywhere from 40 to 50 people for a Thanksgiving dinner. It was a big deal, and everybody would stay up at our house for the whole weekend. All the ladies would get up the next morning and do their Black Friday shopping. All the guys would go hunting, and then all of us cousins would just, run amok around the house and just have a good time. And that was just our Thanksgiving every single year. It was awesome.
40, 50 people. That's insane.
It is.
And then, was your mom the cook or was your grandma the cook? Who was that?
It was definitely a group effort. All the aunts and uncles. I mean, we had a huge kitchen and everybody just kind of jumped in and took part.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And this is in Wrangell.
No.
Where did you grow up?
Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When did you come to Wrangell?
April will be 9 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Definitely. So without further ado, tell me, what are you cooking up for Thanksgiving this year?
Oh, boy. All the classics. Let me get my list. I brought notes. So, of course, we have turkey. Jordan loves ham, so we have to have ham, too. I love sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes and gravy, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, and stuffing. And then, of course, we have our appetizers. We'll do some deviled eggs and then a cheese and meat tray and lots of fun festive cocktails.
Absolutely. Oh, cocktails.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to talk about that. How many people
This year it's going to be a little bit smaller. I always like try to invite as many people over, just kind of recreate that childhood memory. This year I think we've got about 15 coming to the house. So,
yeah, that's still a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love it though.
Okay, so 15 people. How many kids would you say?
Actually, we have my two kids, and then my friend just had a baby, so she'll bring a kid this year. But other than that, that's kind of the only little ones.
Okay, and that's why we're having a lot of adult beverages.
Oh, yes.
Plenty of adults. let's talk about, let's just start out with turkey. What have you learned about cooking turkeys over the year?
Oh, man. Turkeys, my nemesis. It's you read the directions and it's like an easy enough thing to cook, right? But I still managed to screw that one up. I went a long time without ever owning a meat thermometer. Bad idea. I was like, I'll just, I'll weigh it and I'll just do, this many minutes per pound. I got this, right? And it's always worked out really well, except for I think it was 2 years ago. I still to this day do not know what happened. I got up in the morning and I went and did my little turkey trot, ran with the friends and came home, and the turkey we usually eat around noon or one-ish, and the little thermometer in there and the turkey had popped up at 10 o'clock. And I'm just like, this turkey's been in the oven for 2 hours. How did this happen? I still don't know how I cooked a whole turkey in 2.5 hours, but I was on Google, like, what do I do? Like, people aren't coming for 3 hours. And so I was Googling, and I called Jake down at the Stikeen. I said, what do I do? And he told me to just pull it out and cover it and let it rest. And let me tell you, that was the best turkey. It was so juicy and moist. It was the best ever. So apparently, you can cook a whole turkey in 2.5 hours, and it goes real well.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that did just fine. Yeah, I always wonder, like, those the thermometers that are in the turkey, like, do those work?
Well, and see, I don't ever rely on them, and I usually pull it out before I even cook the turkey, and I just forgot. And I was walking by the oven, and I saw it popped up, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Yeah, so I would not recommend that method.
But it worked out fine.
It did.
Yeah.
I won't try it again.
Yeah, no worries. Turkey. So do you cover your turkey? At what point do you cover the turkey?
So I start with, you know, I do coconut oil and herb rub on it, and then I toss it in the oven at like 500 for about 15 minutes. And then I just make a little triangle to put over the top of the bird, turn the oven down to 325, 350, and let it go the rest of the way.
Yeah, the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and herbs. What kind of herbs do you like to use?
I love the old, the seasoning packet that they have at City Market. It's the herbed bird. And it's got sage, thyme, and rosemary. And chop that up and just mix it with either butter or coconut oil. Yeah. And just rub it on the turkey and you're good to go.
No shame in using a packet.
Hey, they're fresh herbs, right?
Right on. Okay, yeah, so that's our turkey. And then stuffing. Go ahead, tell me a little bit. Stuffing, do you do cornbread? You do bread? When do you put it in the turkey? Do you put it in the turkey?
I do put it in the turkey. And I always like to play with that a little bit. Stuffing's not exactly one of my favorite parts, but I feel like it's necessary. It's required. So I actually tried, you know, last time I cooked a turkey, I did a gluten-free version. And instead of bread of any sort, I just did a cubed butternut squash. And that was really good. It kind of helped give you that texture of bread, or that right texture without having the bread in it. I love fruit, so I'll do either apples or fresh cranberries if you like something nice and tart. Or you can do like the craisins if you want a little bit sweet. And it's definitely use your imagination on the stuffing. Anything's good to go.
Yeah, exactly. Raisins, craisins make sense, but yeah, fruit, squash.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then, so we talked turkey. How sweet do you like your sweet potatoes?
Actually, I love marshmallows on sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes, but I prefer a more savory sweet potato. Mm-hmm. And that's a little recipe that I've been fine-tuning, and I think just... I did a Thanksgiving dinner this summer for my stepdad's birthday, and I think I finally hit the nail on the head. I've got that one down pat. But
yeah, how so?
So we start with just your sweet potatoes, and I add a couple eggs so we can get kind of that custardy feel. But then I do caramelized onions in some apple juice for a little bit of sweet, and some bacon, and butter in sweet potatoes is like the most savory, yum. Love it. So a little bit of butter, just whip that all together and pour it in a baking dish, crumble some toasted pecans on it and toss it in the oven. You're good to go. And it's a completely different sweet potato dish than the classic with the marshmallows and the ton of brown sugar. So it's delicious.
That sounds amazing. Yes, I love a more savory sweet potato as well. Definitely. So if you're just now tuning in, the time is 1:08. We have Shauna Buniss in the studio today to talk about Thanksgiving dinner. We're learning a lot, having fun, and it would be cool if you all called in to either ask a question, say hi, or give us some of your own tips and recipes. So we'll be back shortly in about 1 minute. And you can call in. That number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:11. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. So we're back with Shauna Buniss, and we're talking about Thanksgiving dinner. And we went over how you do your turkey, how you do your sweet potato casserole. Let's talk gravy.
Gravy. Oh, boy. Mm. I do love gravy. I have to say, a good bite of turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy is like, oh, Thanksgiving right there. You don't need anything else. I just think it's really important that, man, you've got that beautiful bird with all those drippings. It's, man, you have to make gravy from scratch. I'm not opposed to using a packet any other day of the year. No shame there. But for Thanksgiving, like, take the time, man. It's so good. You got all those herbs coming off the bird, all that flavorful fat coming off the bird. It's just, it's delicious. It's the best.
Okay, yeah, so you get the drippings. Like, When? Like when it's done or?
Yep. When you pull the bird out of the oven and let it rest, after it's rested and everything's cooled down, just pour all the drippings out of the bottom of the pan and pour them into your roux, and you've got gravy so quick you don't even know what to do with it.
It's easier than you would think.
It's so easy. I think a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to make gravy from scratch. A little bit more time consuming, just by a couple minutes, but really anybody could do it.
Do you put milk in your gravy or water? Just water?
No water. No. I use the drippings off the bird, and then if I need more liquid, I'll supplement with either chicken stock, or if I have any turkey stock that I have stocked in the freezer, I'll bring that out.
Yeah. You said stocked in the freezer, so you're not necessarily getting stock from your Thanksgiving bird.
You'll get enough. Again, I have such a large group to feed that I need a larger batch of gravy. So last time I made a turkey, I just made my own stock from the carcass, and so I put that in the freezer to save it just for this event.
That's right.
That's handy. Okay, awesome. And so let's keep it going, and let's talk about maybe healthier options, healthier alternatives to our, traditional fixings. What would you suggest?
Well, first, I think we all just need to remember it's the holiday. So embrace that a little bit. But I think it's easy to take a healthier route by just focusing on whole real foods. Instead of that canned green beans for your green bean casserole, get those fresh ones. And those are a lot more nutritious, and just simple things like that. It's the whole concerned with, counting calories. Just I would look at, whole real food as your healthier option, and indulge in that extra piece of pie if you want. It's all right. You ate some fresh green beans, right?
For sure. Do you have vegetarians that come over to dinner?
No vegetarians. I do have one friend who cannot have dairy or eggs. So that's always a fun little challenge to try to make these classic foods for her without sacrificing the flavor or that satisfaction that you get from food. It's a fun challenge, and she always appreciates it.
Yeah. I'm sure she does. Whole foods, definitely. Let's do whole foods. Do you make like salads? Are there any sort of sides that had, not even just to be healthy, but just to have like a freshness? Where do you get your freshness in?
I like to do just a fresh green salad. That's just so light and easy. And I love lettuce. I love salad. So that's easy for me. Another way to make your meal a little bit lighter is, I love a good classic green bean casserole with the cream of mushroom soup and onion strings, all the goodies, right? While that is delicious, you could just make fresh green beans with a little bit of bacon and tossed in a little bit of salt and bacon, and you've got a much lighter, fresh option than the green bean casserole, but doesn't feel like you're missing out.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Okay, and then let's go to drinks. So you mentioned that you're making drinks. do tell.
Alrighty, so I try to switch it up every year. My friends are, they play along as I experiment. Sometimes, it doesn't always go as well as planned. But this year we're going to do mimosas with pineapple juice instead of orange juice. I love champagne. and then we'll do some fresh cranberries and pears to make it really pretty and fresh. And then I'll do a hot apple cider with a spiced rum. And those will be this year's two main drinks, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Spiced rum and apple cider. Are you just getting the rum and the cider, boom, together?
I'll do like the apple cider in my crock pot, and I'll add some cinnamon sticks and, some clove and just some extra spices to amp it up a little bit, and just kind of let it go all day in the crock pot, and it just gets better and better as the day goes on.
You're right. Yeah, you definitely need the clove. You need the cinnamon. Yeah, The clove is great. Clove would be good if you wanted to make like a mulled wine. That would be good for the holidays too.
I do that more Christmas time.
That is more Christmas. Yep. Yeah. Mulled wine is great.
I love mulled wine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then let's go to if somebody's making Thanksgiving for the first time, God help them. you know, how would you suggest they go about it?
Just keep it simple. You know, it can be as extravagant or as simple as you want to make it. Turkey and mashed potatoes, I mean, you can't really go wrong with that. Those are easy. And, you know, if you're pretty confident with that, then start adding more side dishes. Or if you're hosting people, definitely make sure that your guests bring a dish also, and that's just less work for you. And just keeps it simple. And, you know, looking for the right recipe can get overwhelming with the internet these days. And so, you know, talk to your tried and true, your family, your grandma, you know, your mom, get their recipes and just talk to them.
Yeah, I see what you mean. There's sort of like paradox of choice. Like there's so many options, but really, yeah, go to your trusted folks.
Don't get overwhelmed with everything out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, then let's go to a quick break. If people are feeling frisky and want to call in, that would be cool. The number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:20. We have Shauna Buness in the studio today to talk holiday Thanksgiving fixings. And we got somebody on the line. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, introduce yourself.
Hi, Sean Curley, Esquire. Big Thanksgiving fan. My birthday is on the 25th of November, so every 8 years, my birthday falls on Thanksgiving, so I got a double shot. I was just curious how Shauna felt. I like to eat my dessert first, right when I get there, because sometimes I eat too much food and then I don't have room for dessert, so I'll eat a bunch of dessert before I eat dinner. How do you feel about that, being one of the main cooks?
Hey, man, I usually end up making the dessert, so it's still a compliment. I don't care what order you eat it in. Whatever floats your boat.
That works. I've been to lots of parties, you know, and then when you're done with dinner and everyone's leaving, everyone's taking these full pies with them, or maybe a little bit's gone out of this or that. It just seems a shame because they're usually the prettiest and the best tasting things there. So I just like to get my desserts in first, and I brought that with me when I first moved to Wrangell, and now at our Thanksgiving dinners, it's just what people do, not even out of the ordinary.
Well, I think everybody appreciates you bringing that to the table.
Yeah. So just let people know that's the way to do it, you know.
Just don't tell my kids, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, you girls have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Thanks.
I hope you have a happy birthday right around Thanksgiving.
I hope so, too. I got to make it to there, but that will be just one more in the books.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much for calling, Sean.
Bye.
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 Okay. Thanks, Sean.
That guy.
But yeah, let's just segue right into that. Let's talk, desserts.
Oh, desserts, man. So this year is a little bit different. I have asked people that are coming to make dessert, and so I don't have anything on my menu.
Yeah.
For me personally to prepare.
But that's great.
I am not mad at all. Somebody still bring them pecan pie, so I'm a happy camper.
Absolutely. Yeah, the pecan pie. Different than the derby pie, you know? Are you more of a, you like your chocolate in the pie or no?
In a pecan pie?
So I'm from Kentucky, so we do a derby pie. The derby pie is really just the pecan pie, except you add chocolate to it.
I mean, I can't see why that would be bad.
I know. It's not. It's a good one. Yeah. But yeah, pecans, you got to have them. They're expensive, though.
So speaking of, you're from Kentucky. So I have a friend coming this year, and she said that she would make me Kentucky mac and cheese. And she called it something funny, and I can't remember what it was. Is there a special name for that?
See, yeah, this is not like my mom does like a special kind of mac and cheese. I don't know what it would be called. And I'm wondering if it's the same thing. Like,
I don't know.
Like, what did she tell you what that means?
Well, she said the name and I was like, oh, well, what the heck is that? And she's like, oh, it's Kentucky mac and cheese. And I said, sounds great. Bring it. I figure with cheese and noodles, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, totally. I'm thinking of two things. It's either like sort of like baked and has the crumbles on the top, or I'm thinking it has tomatoes in it.
I don't know. Both of those sound good to me.
Yeah. It's like, what part of Kentucky is she from? That's the real question.
And I don't think she's from Kentucky. I'm going to have to ask more questions now. Not for sure you'd have the answer for me.
You know, it's like, because I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. So it's like, we're part of Kentucky in some ways. But in some ways, we're not at all. Okay, perfect. So we talked dessert. Yeah, and Sean brought up another good point. Can you have too much food at your Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm the wrong person to ask. I always way over prepare. I mean, I'm like, take this platter home with you, please. Everybody, I always prepare way too much food.
Absolutely, yeah. But you send your guests home with that, so good on you.
I try to make them. Some of them won't take it, and then my fridge is... I don't even know what to do with it all.
Absolutely. Well, Shauna, thank you for coming in today. I hope you have a happy holiday and that everybody brings a really interesting and delicious dessert.
I hope so, too.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Oh, and I do have just one last piece
please.
Of advice. Sorry,
please,
this just
please,
came
please.
In, popped in my head.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the day after Thanksgiving. Mm. If your turkey is still frozen, get it out of the freezer.
You said if it's frozen, you said get it out tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. It depends how you go about thawing your turkey, but after tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and they usually recommend if you thaw it in your fridge, that's 3 to 4 days of thawing time. I do a brine, so that mm-hmm. thaws quicker. So mm-hmm. I'm done here, going to the store to do my Thanksgiving shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll pull the turkey out of the freezer in about 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No time. Okay, perfect. Then thank you for all your helpful tips and just letting us in. Let us peek into your kitchen and your holiday.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right. So that was Shauna, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock. We'll be back next week with another guest. Peace out.